Fantastic. Good. We're all back. So how was that? Let me hear. Rachel.
I think I found a whole little tangled web of different parts of me hating on myself for lots of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Which I hadn't actually even realized, because I knew I was disliking something, and I was like, okay, that was probably hate. And I thought that it was okay to hate it. I've been hating physical limitations, so I've got a bad back, bad knee, I can't do the things I want to do. When I go on retreats, I can't join in properly. And I've been really hating on that. And then I've realized that actually, it's not a neutral thing in my system, which is that I think I've been feeling like it's okay for me to hate that because it's just the situation. Whereas actually then when I really got into it, it's like there's part that hates that, but then they hate that I'm overweight because they're like, well, that's just making it worse. So part of me is hating the part that's eating, and the part that's eating is saying, well, we just want to eat chocolate, and we don't want to have the bad knee and the bad back either, so don't hate on us. And I'm like, oh, there's a whole big tangled hating or the hating, and then a load of projection as well, because
yes.
I feel really self-conscious that if I go somewhere and I can't join in because I've got a bad knee or bad back, that people are going to be looking at me and going, oh, the fat person's got a bad knee, surprise, surprise, I wonder how that happened. And so I'm kind of projecting that onto them.
Exactly. I was just about to say it might not exactly be you mind reading, right? It might be your own voices that you project. Yeah.
There's a whole load of stuff there that I hadn't really thought about. I just thought it's okay to hate having a bad knee.
Yeah. How is it to recognize, oh, actually, there's a lot of stuff here that I've sort of like just rationalize or justify it or something like that. But actually, that's quite a lot of internal hate going on between the different parts.
Yeah, I can get quite excited sometimes.
Yes, I can feel the excitement when you're talking about it, right?
Yes. I mean, there's also kind of, I know I've been here before, and I'm like, okay. And I think it's good to notice these things as well. And I'm really wanting to try and attempt to lose weight. And I think if I haven't noticed these parts hating on each other, it's just going to be making it impossible.
Yes.
So I kind of, yeah. It's probably good to kind of notice.
Because as I often say, with these inner conflicts, right, there's the practical issue. It's quote-unquote just about losing weight, right? So do some exercise, have a diet. I don't know how you lose weight, right? But you probably know more about it. But some of these things, that's a practical thing. But when all of these parts are hating each other, there's an overlay, because there is this logic like, because you're overweight, you can't participate in certain activities, and because you can't participate in certain activities that prevent you from feeling a certain kind of connectivity of what it is that you're after, right? But now we're talking essence. And
some parts think we can find essence in chocolate.
I tend to agree. That's the one external thing that... yeah, exactly.
I don't think so. I've eaten a lot of chocolate and there wasn't a lot of essence in it, really.
No, okay. Well, you've done the research, so we don't have to do it. Yeah, that's cool. So, yeah, no, but that's exactly it. And the hatred just creates a lot of drama that will take your awareness further away from essence. And the less you feel essence, the more on edge these parts of you will be, and the more they will hate each other. So that's a vicious cycle. So seeing the hate is the first step to sort of unraveling that drama. So it's good. Cool. Good. Thanks. Others? Yeah, oh, a whole row here. So Alex, Tricia, Saul.
Yeah, I think I had a very kind of like hands-on experience in the inquiry of like when I tuned in with parts that hate, there was a lot of feeling of power of that kind of like, you know, I'll exterminate.
Yes.
Like the, but very particular kind of like a cold power. And I have to say, it actually felt quite nice to some extent.
Yes.
And as I was kind of exploring the different themes where I hate, like almost like shifted into shame and feeling of, ooh, yeah, that I don't want that one around, like the hating one. So it just really went into this, like, yeah, need to take this away, need to, you know,
yes,
isolate it, need to put it away.
You remember from the red how we would use situations that made you angry to tap into the energy of anger and then just ride the wave and forget about the context, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do the same with hate. If you, when you tap into hate and you start feeling that sense of power, just enjoy the power and even forget the context. Just ride the wave and let that sense of power fill you. Because that's what it's after. That's what you want to feel. Many times when you feel the power, you don't even care about destroying things anymore because you've got what you want.
Yeah, there were definitely moments in that in the very beginning when it felt like that. It's just like just having that power, like the acknowledgement of having that power that was like all that was needed or ever wanted or something. But then as I kind of stated with the narrative, I guess, the circumstances and the people and the situations that I hate, that sort of pulled in shame, almost like to it.
But that's because like the strategies we use to try and get to essence create negative side effects. So what you feel shameful about is not having the power. What the shame comes when you look at what you are doing in order to get it. The good news is what you're doing in order to get it doesn't bring it anyway. So you don't have to do that. You can just go straight for the feeling and then marinate in it. What does it feel like to have power? What does the power feel like if you should put like 2-3 words to it?
Well, spacious and free, but not like space and light, but rather charged or something. Not even charged, actually. Like a black hole kind of thing, you know, that kind of power that is.
Yeah.
Not explosive, not hot.
You're feeling
it's like being able to calmly tear the fabric of the universe kind of thing.
Yes.
Like a
not exactly in right.
Fire, but just
exactly, that's it. You're feeling it now?
Yes, but also the associated other things come after.
Yes, forget about those, stay with this feeling. And let this feeling transform you, right? Let, because when you're feeling this feeling, right, just you're just there as a black hole, right? You're not doing anything or you know anything. You're just boom there, and there's kind of a statement in that presence. If you know what I mean.
It feels like the end, like you know, the end of all, because sort of like that's it. There's nothing else needed.
Boom, that's it.
Yeah.
Tremendously powerful. Just hang out with that.
All the other stuff is fundamentally acting from an absence of power. This is, boom, that's the last word, right?
Yeah.
In the beginning was the word, and the end was the word. this is the ladder.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, very much that. It's like nothing else to be done or said, yeah.
Good. Enjoy it. And Tricia?
Well, I'm not in that nice place at all.
No.
I am familiar with the self-hate. Mm-hmm. I really related to what you said about lost connection. That I have, you know, come to feel that self-hate is a feeling of self-betrayal. That, you know, not listening to myself, not allowing myself to have a voice. And that shifting has been melting the strength of the self-hate. So, you know, that feels like a momentum that I am on a journey with.
Mm-hmm.
But the relationship with hating another, I'm constantly coming up with brick wall with that. I mean, I know I hated my dad,
mm-hmm.
and I have always felt that was hot.
Yes.
That, you know, I can remember, you know, looking at the back of his neck and hating him with a passion.
Yes, but that's different. That's the passion, right? That's the, that's the hot, aggressive.
And so the only thing I can think of that might be a kind of an identity that is feeling hatred, being cold, is that I'm increasingly aware of manipulative traits.
Wonderful. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, like all the stuff I project about, you know, feeling criticized and feeling mocked,
mm-hmm.
And demeaned and humiliated, that I project, I think there's something in manipulation which is calculating and cold and sneaky, that manipulating in order maybe, you know, I can remember it in my childhood, to make someone else feel isolated.
Yes, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
So it's a kind of really convoluted,
yes,
hidden.
It's planning, it's calculating.
Mean.
It's, yes. And that's not hot, right?
No.
That's plodding. No. That's it.
Okay.
Ha! Good, you found it. and really...
But you don't feel powerful.
No, it doesn't have to. This is like, sometimes you, when you explore hate, you get to the sense of power. There's not, look, we're not trying to get you to a specific state of feeling. All we want to do is clearly see you contain parts that are characterized by hate. And you want to be keenly aware of what those parts are for you. So we have the theory, everybody contains hate, and you say, yeah, I want to translate it into, like, for me, it's this and this and this and this, right? The manipulative, the self-hate, that's it for me. Good. We're just building, like, we're mapping out these different parts in you. This is all we're doing for now.
So, I mean, I keep thinking, what's the monster? If that's what I'm doing, what am I hiding from? Or what am I avoiding?
Yeah, I mean, some of these parts are not parts that we acknowledge. But now you've acknowledged them and you see, no, actually that is, yeah, I do this. Good. You may not have been avoiding them too much. Some people don't avoid them too much. Maybe some of the other parts that we're going to look at later in the other sessions, those are the ones that are more hidden for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we just go systematically through all these parts that we normally push aside. Good. Thanks. And Saul?
Yeah, it's a tricky one for me. I also felt that. I was like, I want to feel angry. Angry's better.
Yes.
So the... Like, I'm experiencing a lot talking about this subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to... I was listening, trying to untangle the fact that what it feels is... I just heard the word convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
And murky. And so the lived experience is not power and clarity. The lived experience is murky, convoluted, and foggy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what might be happening, so I know, so one example that really rang true was the hate and love. So going back to the place you get hurt, right? So keeping myself, say for example, single, isolated, in a very convoluted way of keeping disconnection in place, right? Through whatever, projection, like a whole bunch of things, a whole bunch of tools. I have no doubt that I know this anyway, it's coming up in the work, and I know that there is quite a complex plan to keep me in various ways, you know, be that single, be it keep my head down, keep out of trouble, keep safe. So the experience is not, it's almost like the manipulation is happening. I'm not even part of it. This is so fucking well-tuned.
Yeah.
I think what I think I experience is what that strategy is trying to keep me from.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm almost certain, because the experience that comes up is that.
Yep.
So that's very difficult, right? So this is a number one that makes this a difficult topic for me, because it brings up really uncomfortable feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I love this. So when you were talking to Alex about, like, for example, surfing a wave, and, you know, like, I would fucking love to surf a wave, but quite frankly, I think you're saying very clearly, it's not like a fucking pick and mix. You don't get to choose.
No. Because it's like where you are, it's like there are these parts that are plodding. And they're plodding, right?
Plodding.
Making these schemes and this manipulation and so on. You're not invited to the party, right? You're not part of that. Things just happen around you. You just happen to be single, right? And maybe for an extended period of time, you're not involved in that scheme, it seems, right? Because you're not, because the parts of you that, I mean, of course you're doing it, right? Who else would be doing it? There's nobody else there. So you, it must be you. Yes, exactly right. So, but you're, the parts that are responsible for it operate outside your awareness. And this is why, with this exercise, the invitation is to say, ah, I contain such parts and I want to shake hands with them. I want to become aware of them. I want to see them. And a good way of becoming aware of such parts is to be very clear that that the part of you that's doing the exploration is not judging them, right? You know for a fact, like any part in anybody, they have your best interest in mind. And if they do anything that is painful to you, it's because they have calculated the pros and cons and found that this is a worthy price to pay in order to achieve the goal thereafter.
Yeah, to be clear, Klaus, like I don't think I have hatred of them. I quite appreciate the work. What I'm finding difficult is that when I see them, they thin, it becomes apparent, and then I fucking feel the shit I don't want to feel. Like, they had a pretty good job. They did a good job.
Ah, okay, yeah. You're starting to feel so the kind of things really that like they're protecting you against.
Like taking, you know, it's like taking the lid off, right? So, no, I think the thing that's difficult is the very young bits that felt that way come up. And yes. I experienced them very live, very in waves at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the bit that's hard. So it's not a hatred for those bits. You know what I mean? Or, you know, so much. Maybe it is, but...
What is the predominant feeling towards the painful bits?
The painful bits. That bit's quite hard.
What's
the predominant feeling?
Towards them.
Towards them. Go away. Exactly. I mean, if I'm honest, I want to be compassionate, but the feeling is like it's fucking disabling.
Yes.
It's not helpful.
No.
So
exactly.
It's not an angry face, but it is a hugger. Please.
You want them gone.
Yeah.
Right. That's the hatred. Right. There's hate towards the difficult feelings.
Yeah.
And it's understandable, like you say, they're debilitating. Right. The problem is, of course, and you know this, well, but you know it, I'm sure on a theoretical level, which is pushing them aside is not an option. It can't be done. You getting rid of them can't be done. You can push them aside, but you can't get rid of them. And when you push them aside, that doesn't mean that they stop affecting you. It just means you don't know. You're not so aware of the effect anymore. And at the same time, you have ways of pushing them aside, and that is good because it means that you can take breaks from them. But eventually, it's also good to, in the right tempo, start shaking hands with them. And this is, you really have to pace yourself. And some of what we're doing next time is around this. Because again, like you see, the hatred is a defense against certain painful feelings. So loneliness and isolation is better than feeling the hatred. But feeling the hatred is better than feeling the difficult feelings. There is an end to it, and we're getting there.
Thank you.
Good. So next time we are gonna look at two more layers from the beast, and then we're gonna look at the core of the model in the session after that, and then we will have rounded off the walkthrough of the P model, and then we're going to take another model as inspiration for looking at more of these things. So take it easy tonight. I hope you are able to do that, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next time. And remember, you're always welcome to write me, right? You have the mail. So, yeah. Take care.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.